This episode is brought to you by Camp Sleep Scared. Enjoy listening to pure fear and horror stories this Halloween season, and fall asleep while I read to you beside a campfire. Just search Camp Sleep Scared on your favorite podcast app, or click the link below.
Welcome to My Sexy Stories. Enjoy your night or the start of your day, made spicy by our imaginative stories. Feast your eyes to the inspiration of this story, Kimmy Granger. Check her Instagram linked below and enjoy listening to My Sexy Stories.
The next story is posted by user deleted from r/erotica. The title of this post is The Goddess Within. Sit back and enjoy the story.
She showered longer than usual, enjoying the feel of the hot water playing on her naked skin. With soapy hands, she squeezed her breasts and pinched her erect nipples. She slid her hand down her belly, ran a finger over her clitoris, and slipped it inside her. It felt so good, she had to force herself to stop. He would be here soon. She rinsed off the suds and, stepping from the shower, dried herself with a large, soft white towel. It pampered her skin like a sensual massage from a gentle masseur. She studied her body in the full-length mirror. Earlier, she had shaved her pussy completely for the first time. She had always left a small strip of pubic hair above her clit, as a symbol of her womanhood, but her latest bikini purchase was so small she accepted all must go. She was apprehensive at first but was delighted at the result. The sensitive skin between her belly and the folds of her labia was now silky smooth to the touch and exposed for all the world to see if she so chose. She looked forward to wearing that daring bikini now and seeing how her man would react. She loved to tease. She wished she had done it years earlier and was eager to let him explore this newly naked part of her body. Her clit was still swollen and peaked from her labia as if demanding further attention. She brushed it lightly with a fingertip, pretending it was an accident. Pleasure coursed through her crotch. She treated herself to her most expensive perfume and lotions. Their scents made her dream of far-off, exotic places, full of mystery, romance, forbidden love, and lovers. Mother Nature had blessed her with a splendidly curvaceous figure at a young age. And now, in her early 30s, old Father Time obviously fancied her, as her body was now more voluptuous than ever and her complexion belied her age. Her long, shapely legs, rounded hips, slender waist, and DD cup breasts drew admiring glances from both men and women alike. She delighted in teasing her lovers with subtle glimpses of her nakedness. At first around the house then, as she grew more confident in public, it often caught her lover by surprise. Most were delighted, some shocked, all were aroused. She could not remember when she last felt as horny as she did tonight. She was determined to dress to impress, or rather, undress to impress. She would wear the most skimpy, thin, revealing clothes in her wardrobe. She left the in-suit and entered the walk-in robe and selected several suitably qualified items of clothing. Some old, some new. She took them into the bedroom and displayed them on the bed. Musing over her selection, she firstly considered which bra to wear. Her breasts were one of her favorite attributes, impressively large with a delicious shape and prominent nipples. She considered forsaking a bra and enjoyed the stares of passing men as they noticed her tits wobble rhythmically, mesmerizingly under her top as she walked. But now was the perfect time, she reasoned, to try her new shelf bra. A tiny, cunningly conceived fabrication of wire and lace promised her breasts some support and stability whilst being virtually invisible and leaving her nipples exposed so they may make their presence obvious by pushing through the thin fabric of her blouse, which she next put on. She did up the 6 tiny buttons one by one until all were safely contained and then undid one. She checked her appearance in the mirror once again then undid another. Her cleavage was impressive. Her nipples distorted the thin fabric. Any further unbuttoning was far too revealing even for tonight. Panties always brought out the flirt in her. When she is old and gray, she will wear sensible knickers, but tonight required something especially revealing. A thong was an obvious choice, but crotchless devilishly seductive, and she slipped on her favorite pair then took them off. Tonight was going to be a celebration of her bold new look, and so she would be naked under her skirt and enjoy the feel of the cool night breeze on her warm, moist skin and the thrill of trying to keep her nakedness a secret. And so to the skirt. She recognized this item was critical to the viability of the entire ensemble. Too long and the lack of panties ceased to be a concern. Too short and she risked flashing her cunt to every Tom, Dick, and Harry. The skirt was the item that would make her nakedness known to others if she chose when she chose. There was only one dick she was interested in. She had picked three skirts from her robe but quickly knew which one satisfied the requirements. A recent purchase and unworn, it was far from a miniskirt, being well below the knee. But besides being thin and breezy, possessed a daring slit that would expose her right thigh all the way up to her hip. Thus, she could still show off her legs but keep her privates private. She knew it was very risque, but she was so very horny tonight and wished to tease her man to the max. She slipped into her favorite pair of black stilettos and added some subtle jewelry and she was almost ready. Was he ready for her, she thought. She studied herself in the mirror one last time. She turned to the side to check her bare pussy was not obvious. The new bra produced a devilishly outrageous result. The word sex goddess eased into her mind and she smiled shyly as if the words were a compliment spoken by a handsome stranger. The sound of the doorbell interrupted her fantasy. He was here. She glanced at the bedside clock. He was early. Doesn't a man know a woman needs time to prepare herself for him? She resolved in an instant to make him wait. He stood on the porch expectantly and looked at his watch. He was late. Fashionably late, he thought to himself. The night air was mild and still. He waited with eager anticipation. Should he ring again? Then he heard her footsteps tap loudly, slowly on the timber floor until the front door opened. She stood there with a confident smile and sparkling eyes. The porch light cast strong shadows of her nipples onto her blouse and the amount of bare breast on display stirred his desires. She was a vision of seductive beauty. His mouth felt dry. Ever so slowly, she parted the slit of her skirt with her palm flat against her lower belly until her fingers were over her pussy. The slit exposed her luscious thigh and groin, the hem teasingly close to revealing her secret. She quickly allowed the skirt to return and the show was over. He was unsure what he just saw or did not see. What was she wearing under that daring skirt? A thong, crotchless. His imagination ran riot. For a second or two he stood motionless, stunned, then said, "You look amazing, you cheeky minx." He slipped his hands around her tiny waist and they kissed passionately, her breasts pressing hard against his chest. Although they had spoken on the phone that morning, they had not seen each other for nearly 5 weeks as he had been sent overseas on business. The thrill of being together again surged through their bodies. He placed his hand on her bottom and squeezed her cheek. She smiled but gave him a cool stare and said, "You may look, but not touch," then added, "Not yet," with an eyebrow raised suggestively. His appetite was whetted. So was hers, and she wondered what her strong desire would make her do this evening. She could not help notice his enthusiasm had suddenly become much larger. The shape of his sex organ was visible through his thin cotton slacks and it bounced against his thigh as they walked to his car. Once seated inside, she could not take her eyes off his tempting bulge now resting along his leg. The knob clearly defined. She so wanted to touch it, to feel its heat and its stiffness, to expose it, lick it and run her moist lips along his shaft and feel its potency fill her mouth. But she managed to resist the urges, for now. But she was so turned on, so wet and horny, she was unsure how she could remain in control of her desire all night. Maybe she wouldn't. Perhaps her lust would overcome any inhibitions and resolve she now had. She had never fucked in public, at least not in front of anyone. But maybe tonight would see her resolve tested to the limit. He drove them to the restaurant he had booked that morning. His attention was constantly distracted by the sight of her bare thigh and hip. His mind wandered to the question of her underwear. What was she wearing under that outrageous skirt? Her tits jiggled madly over every bump in the road. She knew he was impressed, his eyes hungry for more bare skin to explore. Their progress was halted by traffic lights. The red light cast a devilish glow within the car. He took the opportunity to satisfy his nagging curiosity and placed his hand on her leg. Slowly, he allowed his fingers to slide under the hem and glide up her soft, warm inner thigh towards ground zero. Normally, she would welcome the attention, allowing him to tease her through the fabric of her panties or explore her moist lips exposed by the void in her crotchless knickers. But tonight was different. Tonight she had a secret, and she grabbed his wandering hand when just millimeters from completing its task and lifted it away, giving it a gentle slap. "I told you, look but don't touch," she said firmly. They smiled at each other. They both knew this sexual tension was on borrowed time. He wanted her. She wanted him. It was just a question of when and where. The possibilities provided their imaginations with a myriad of pleasurably erotic scenarios. Was there any way to control the outcome? Lust has few rules, but they both knew they may be breaking some tonight. The lights turned green and they resumed their journey. Her tits resumed their erotic dance. They parked in the restaurant car park and they kissed briefly. both knowing that to linger would end up with them fucking in the car. They walked toward the entrance, hand in hand. Tingles coursed through her body, and she could feel herself becoming hot and wet. The night air stung the moist, sensitive skin. She felt so alive, so potent. She soon realized the skimpy bra, though providing her with an even more impressive cleavage, provided little control of her heavy, pendulous breasts. And they swayed as she walked until the tiny, critically overloaded top button popped off. She could feel the hem teasing her prominent nipples, and a couple returning to their car approached. The man's stare told her all she needed to know, but she was proud of her ample bosom, and why shouldn't she flaunt her womanly assets? After they passed by, she coyly checked her state of undress and saw a bare nipple. She pulled the blouse to cover it. A wild card had just been dealt, and she was unsure how to play it. Her cards were now on the table for all to see. They entered the restaurant and were shown to their table by an elderly, jaded waiter. Some of the other patrons noticed her, and they tried not to stare. Very shortly, another waiter arrived to take their order. She noticed he was young and quite handsome. Their eyes met more than once, but he seemed distracted, almost rattled, and he struggled to concentrate on recording their requests. She soon realized he could see down her blouse and hoped her nipples were still covered, but she could not ignore the growing bulge in his trousers. He left abruptly and returned to the kitchen awkwardly, his mind filled with erotic fantasies and his pants filled with the dangerously out-of-control erection of an inexperienced youth. She pulled her blouse over the bare nipple, then glanced down over her bosom at her sexy skirt. She was shocked to realize it must have twisted around her waist as she got out of the car seat and rid it up as she sat down at the table. Now, the slit, previously content to just display her gorgeous thigh and groin, was wide open and cheekily revealing her naked crotch and clitoris. She considered trying to rearrange the naughty garment, but thought the action may attract unwanted attention. So long as her knees were pressed together tightly, her secret would be safe, she assured herself. But the thought of being found out, of a stranger glimpsing her genitalia, excited her. Her heart was racing, her palms sweating, and her vagina was becoming wet. So wet she could feel her juice drip out of her and cling to her thighs. He noticed her face was flushed and she seemed to be a world away. He touched her hand gently and she snapped out of her erotic dream before she went too far and tried to compose herself. Her cunt throbbed, hungry for his thick cock. She knew she had to be patient and stay in control of her desire. Her lust, he noticed her blouse was open, her soft breasts nearly hanging out, and occasionally a nipple popped into view when she moved her shoulders. He felt his penis stir, stiffening along the leg of his trousers. He now regretted not wearing any underwear. He hoped the tablecloth hid his erection from the other guests, and that he did not have an accident. He longed to excite that nipple with the tip of his tongue and hold those big, soft, warm tits in his hands. Suddenly, their entree arrived. The same young waiter smiled at her, and when he asked her if there was anything more he could do for her, she knew from the tone of his voice what he was really asking. She felt a little flattered, knowing a young man wanted her. But her thoughts and desires were for the man sitting opposite, the only man she had known who could pleasure her time and time again. His eyes delighted in her beauty. She had changed the style of her hair. He thought it suited her. She was the most beautiful creature he had ever seen. Her passion for life was intoxicating, and she had quickly become the center of his world, around which all else revolved. He knew he was a lucky man. They began their entree, and she noticed an elderly couple at the next table. The gentleman, in his 70s she guessed, was smartly dressed and stylish. His female companion, probably his wife, was dressed in an old-fashioned frock and showed her age, looking years older than him and clearly overweight. Their eyes met and he smiled at her approvingly, warmly, then gave her a subtle wink, hoping his wife would not notice. Did he know her secret? Had he glimpsed her nakedness through the open slit as she sat down? For an instant she was shocked, embarrassed that she had unwittingly revealed to a stranger her most intimate parts. Then she hoped he had seen it, seen all of her. Had she not shaved it so it may be seen, seen in all its beauty, for beautiful it was. She returned the smile, and as he raised his wine glass to his lips, he coyly toasted her, again hoping his wife was not paying any attention to him as usual. The main course soon arrived, brought by a different waiter this time. He was older, a little shy, and he blushed as he placed her meal before her. His gaze concentrated upon her well-exposed tits and a nipple that peeked from a fold in her loose blouse, not to mention the fine view of her naked crotch gifted by the disobedient skirt. He was glad he was on duty tonight. It was moments like that which made his poorly paid job bearable. She had a naughty thought and slipped off a shoe. Placing her barefoot on his shoe, she worked her way up to his leg and thigh until she could feel the warm bulge of his penis. He looked up from his meal and raised his eyebrows at her. She smiled a devilish smile. She wiggled her toes and stroked him, and he quickly became hard again. The tablecloth hid her furtive movements from the others. He glared at her and said, "What?" She continued the massage until his erection extended along the leg of his slacks. She could feel his knob and pressed it into his thigh. Her tits were almost falling from her blouse now, and a nipple was again exposed, long and hard. She pulled on it, her tits stretched by the rough attention. Her cunt was wet. She wanted that thick cock of his inside her. His breaths were heavy and his heart pounded in his chest, his palms wet. He felt she was not going to stop until he ejaculated, and he grabbed her small foot and gently moved it away from his rock-hard, throbbing cock. You may look.
Hey, boys and girls. I know I've been gone for a while. My name is Ellie, and I'm the creator of this podcast you're listening to. I'm excited to announce that I'm finally in the right space to create more content again. The link below will take you to my Patreon, where I will read you stories with no ads, no background music, and no robotic mistakes. Just you, me, and the stories we both love. For those of you who will support me while I build up episodes again, a lifetime lower rate is my gift back to you. Be one of 99 special people I'll always think about in my dreams. See you there.
But not touch, he managed to say to her softly. Not yet, he added. She laughed out loud, catching the attention of others who wondered what the joke was. She pulled a sad face as if he had spoiled her fun, then blew him a kiss. The rest of the evening passed quickly. They finished their delicious meals, savored the wine, chatted, laughed, and flirted almost constantly. She kept pulling her blouse to cover her nipples. He dropped his napkin. When he leaned over to retrieve it, he noticed her delightfully bare legs and groin. She saw his head disappear below the table and parted her legs. The question on his mind regarding her panties was answered visually. There were none. Her cunt was naked, very wet and open, and she slowly slipped her middle finger inside her as he watched. He sat up, his heart racing again. She put her fingers in her mouth and licked off her juice. He leaned across the table, and in an understatement said, "Perhaps it's time we thought about leaving." They held hands, a sign of their desire for more intimate contact. He wanted to hold her, kiss her, feel her, enter her. She wanted to be entered. It was time to leave. It was time for dessert. He paid the bill, and as they left their table and walked towards the door, men and women could not ignore her daring, erotic display. The slit was revealing that delicious part of a woman's body that men love to pamper before turning their attention to even more sensitive, more responsive places. Upon seeing her, men turned red with desire, with lust. Their age mattered not. A man never forgets the joy of a woman, the ecstasy of sex, the addictive drug of ejaculation. The women turned green with envy, wishing they too had her curvaceous body and the audacious self-confidence to display it. Some women were disgusted. A few were shocked to realize they were aroused by the sight of her nakedness. Lesbianism is not just about flannel shirts and steel-capped boots. It is about sensuality, the adoration of form, and tactile pleasure. A woman can enjoy the gifts the female form offers as much as a man if she ignores her prejudices and follows instead her desire, to wherever it may take her and to whomever. This is why men enjoy watching two women fuck. He does not regret being left out, but merely respects the irresistible allure of the female body. As they walked back towards the car park, they held hands once more. She gripped him tightly, a physical reflection of her burning desire and intense sexual need. He could feel his partly erect penis bumping against his thigh again, and the fabric of his trousers teased the sensitive tip. He was looking forward to getting her home so they could make love. He could taste her in his mouth. He needed to fuck her hard. As they entered the car park, she knew any resistance she did have had dissolved completely, to be replaced with a desire so strong it shocked her. Her entire being was now entirely prepared for the inevitability of what was to come. It had to happen. Her cunt was telling her to fuck. It was so wet with her thin juice, she could feel it welling up inside her, and it dripped out of her onto her inner thighs where it ran down her legs.
If you want to listen to more of my sexy stories, go subscribe and be regaled by 5 stories each and every day. Thank you for listening to my sexy stories.